This is why it's not too late to restructure your life. You can begin again, you can start again, and live a meaningful life. Hey, Discerner, welcome to Discern with Lenny. I'm Lenny. So as promised, we're going to start reading from the Book of David, which is the Psalm. I had promised that I'm going to be posting every Sunday. I wasn't able to post this Sunday because, well, life happened. And it was a long weekend in Canada, so I had this and that. But I'm here now. We're going to move forward, right? I had promised that I was going to read the Book of David. Start there because that's where I started. And, you know, once I started doing a chapter each and every day, you know, I tried to do a chapter each and every day to commit, and it helped me, you know, understand the kind of relationship that I'm supposed to have with my Creator, with our Creator, with our source of life. Because the relationship that David had with God, the reason why he was called the man after God's heart, is because he had that an understanding of who his Creator is. And I thought maybe I should share that as well with you. You know, you and I are going to be going through chapter each and every day. We'll try, especially for the short chapters, to do per day. And then there are those long ones. We're going to probably maybe take 3 days, 2 days, depending on how long they are. So we're going to be doing all 150 chapters. We'll see where we end, whether it'll be, probably it's going to be, I doubt it'll be in December, but we'll get there when we get there. But through this journey, I want us to discern together. I want us to, you know, submit and surrender together so that we understand the true meaning of life, the way God designed it. You know, because we are living in we are living the way we are not supposed to live, and this is why there's turmoil in the world. So I believe that when we align and we surrender, you know, and he guides us the way he intended, he designed us so that we have that love relationship with him, where he guides us each and every day, where we are supposed to go, what we are supposed to do. Just like Jesus, when he came, he was guided by God. That's why he said, you know, I do what I see my father do. I say what I say, what I hear my father say. That is guidance. That is God being your shepherd. So you can only have that relationship when you are constantly in touch with God. I am in that journey as well, you know, of learning to surrender, of learning to obey, and learning the word, truly understanding the word, getting discernment from the word. So I'm going to be sharing with you, but it is important for you to understand that I'm going to be reading the chapter, you know, break it down the way I'm understanding it right now. It is my personal discernment. It is important that you read it for yourself, you know, listen to it 3, 2, 4 times so that you get discernment for yourself, because I believe that we discern the word of God in line with what we are supposed to express in the world, or how we're supposed to live, how he designed us to live life. You know, the purposes he designed us for are different. They are all in love, but they are different. So, you know, you will discern a different way, I'll discern a different way, but it is still rooted in love. You know what I mean? So I'm going to start with book one, which is chapter one of the Psalm. It says, I'm reading from, this is the Holy Bible, and it is New Living Translation. So do get any translation you're comfortable with. I know some people like the NIV. I personally like the New Living Translation. Well, I bounce between NIV and NLT. For me, those are comfortable for me. I've never really been like a King James. I believe that was the language that was used at those times, because that was the type of English that they used at those times. So get whatever you're comfortable with. Get whatever, you know, you get understanding from. You know what I mean? So yeah, without further ado, I'm going to start from chapter one. This has 6 chapters. You know, no, 6 verses rather. It's chapter 1. It has 6 verses. So I'm going to start from the first verse. It says, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. But not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff, scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly, for the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. This is the end of the chapter. So what is it saying to me right now? It is telling me that when you are in the law of the Lord, we all know the law of the Lord is love. Whatever or however it is expressed, the center of God is love. Because we say God is love, that means everything and anything that he has created, it is from love. So that is his law. It might be expressed in different ways, different words, but the center of it all is love. So it's telling me that if I delight in the law of the Lord, meaning if I pursue it, if I seek it, if I surrender to God and I do what love is, which is I am kind, I am helpful, I am, you know, I advocate for peace, I am peaceful in the environments that I'm in, I do my responsibility to make sure that people are comfortable, people feel loved, you know, I do the things that I love. What is, you know, people always ask, what is your love language? Whatever your love language is, if you do that and you consciously live in that, then you are delighting in the law of the Lord, right? If you meditate on it day and night, thinking about it, doing it, you know, because remember, God is glorified through actions, not really through thoughts. The actions are what brings glory. Just the way Jesus came and he died, the action of him dying was him glorifying God and him being glorified in return. So that is what I'm discerning right now. And then it says, verse 3 says, they are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. I believe that I've come to understand that true prosperity is not money. It is not material things. Why? Because I've observed life, and I've seen, we've even heard time and time and again, people who have, you know, amassed huge amounts of wealth, of money, they tell us it is lonely. It is not what success is. So it tells me that what? Because this is tying in with the law of the Lord, which is love, which means prosperity is in the law of the Lord. Prosperity is the expressing the law of the Lord. When you're expressing that all your life, then you are prosperous, because that is how he has designed us to exist. We are meant to exist in an environment of love. This is why when you are loved, you are your best self. You are free. You are at peace. You are productive. You are fruitful in everything that you want to do. Why? Because that is the source of our life. So if love is the source of our life and you stay there in God, he guides you how to best express that love. He will give you ideas on how to express that love. He will give you ideas on what to create in order to show love. You know, how to express the gifts that he has given you that express love in the world. That is what I believe. So if you are in God, you are constantly feeding in that, filling your cup with that. If you're constantly meditating day and night, you are filling your cup. So if during the day, you pour unto your environment, you pour peace, you pour kindness, patience, even to yourself, not only the environment, even to yourself, because you give of what is full in you. So that is what I believe. And then verse 4 says, but not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly, for the Lord watches over the path of the godly. But the path of the wicked leads to destruction. This is telling me that when you are in God, when you are in the law of the Lord, which is love, and you cannot be in love when you're out of God. The only way to be in love, it is to be in God. So when you are there, you are taken care of because he guides you. He guides you. He shows you where to go, what to do, how to do it. And you are constantly in a protected environment and a nurturing environment. But the minute you're out of that, the law that is set is that when you are out of that environment, only destruction will happen to you. It is like if you take a tree out of the soil, it's not going to survive. Destruction, you don't need to do anything to it. It is just a law that God set. If you remove the tree from a conducive environment where it can be fruitful and be green and be all those things, it is going to die because it has this, you have taken it out of the source of life. So if you're outside of the source of life and you're doing the opposite of what your vessel was created to do, what are the results? Destruction, despair, you know, sadness, unending sadness, turmoil. That's what it is. This is why we need to go back to love. We need to return to love so that we can exist the way we were designed to exist, so that we can be in a nurturing environment for our vessels, for our spirit, for our souls. Only then can we live, can we have meaningful lives? You know, can we experience life the way we're supposed to experience it? Can we be fruitful and we multiply? But once you're out of that, you do not need to pray about it. It tells you here. This is why I always say that the scripture is the guidance. It is the manual of our lives. It is telling us right now, right here, that if you are in God, these are the benefits. You'll be prosperous. You'll be, you know, you'll be fruitful in each season. Everything that you do, you'll be fruitful. You have peace in your life. It's telling us. And it's saying if you're outside of that, because being wicked and being a sinner means disobeying the word of God. You are disobeying what he's saying. He's telling you right now at the bottom, at the top there, he's saying that if you delight in the law of the Lord, which is love, you will be this, right? He's telling you. And then at the bottom, he says, if you don't do it, then these are going to be the consequences. So that is guidance right there. That is an instruction right there. So this is why I call my Bible an instruction manual, because it's telling me right there, if I am not in love, I'm going to be in the opposite of love. So when you step out of love, the benefits, the consequences are that. So stay in love. You are designed to thrive in love. You are designed to prosper in love, right? We were not supposed to live outside of love. This is why there's so much going on in the world, because people don't want to believe in God. And I've said it many times that you don't have to be religious to believe in God. For me, religion is like a political ideology. I personally don't believe in religion. I believe in God, because I exist. The animals, you know what I mean? Jesus, when he came, he wasn't preaching religion. He was preaching the kingdom of God. If religion was okay, he wouldn't have needed to come, right? He wouldn't have needed to come and tell us that repent. What were we repenting from if religion was there, and if religion is supposed to be how we're supposed to live life? That means that something was wrong there, because he was against, you know, religion, because he calls religion the law of man. The law of man leads to destruction, but the law of the Lord leads to life. That is my conclusion for today. And let me know, comment down below and let me know how are you understanding this? What are you discerning from it? Take some time, read on your own translation, get your own discernment and pray about it, right? Pray about it so that God shows you what you need to see for yourself. This is why it's important to have time. You personally have time for yourself to read the manual of life so that God can guide you in it. Because, you know, when you go to church, there's nothing wrong with going to church. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing wrong. You can go to church, because if you go to church, you know, the good churches, they do, you know, reach out. That is where you find, you congregate with people who, you know, you find, what is it, community, right? To fellowship together, to praise the Lord together. But when it comes to loving, it's an everyday job. So if it is an everyday job of your life, that means you should be in God every day and every second of your life. Just the same way Jesus was. Jesus didn't go to a specific church to go pray. He prayed whenever, however. So we are supposed to also live life like that. So this is just me trying to encourage you out there and say, I know a lot of people right now are a bit skeptical when it comes to churches, like church buildings, but just know that you don't have to. You can still know God outside of a church building. Know God in your house. Know God in your closet. Just like Jesus said, go into your closet, meaning your own private space. Pray to God. Read his word. Try to understand for yourself, because you are living your life every day, you without your pastor, you by yourself. So you have the capacity, you hold the spirit that Jesus gave us when he died. The spirit is there, but your spirit doesn't have his sword or his fuel, which is the word of God. How is he going to advocate for you if he doesn't have those things? So I hope that you find this enlightening, and I hope that you get discernment from this, and I hope that you follow, you know, so that we do this every day. Every day I'm going to be reading a chapter with you. So thank you for joining, and do comment below and let me know how it went for you. What are your thoughts? I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.